I am going away, and I will come back to you. That is a statement of our Lord Jesus Christ this morning. And I want us to reflect on that, or rather, I want you to reflect with me on that statement. I am going away, and I will come back to you. That statement involved two events, two different events, the going away and the coming back. And in between these two events, there's a time lag. So what is happening within that time, between the going away and the coming back? I am going away. And I am coming back. I will come back to you. Two different groups of people will be acting within that space or that time. Whoever loves me will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwellings with him. The other one is, whoever does not love me does not keep my words. Yet the words you hear is not mine, but that of my Father who sent me. Two different people acting here. He is going away. Some people here will know him, who know him will keep his words. And when he says, I'll come back to you, the Father will love him, we will come to him and make our dwellings with him. As whoever loves me will keep my words. And what happened to the other person? Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. So between his going and coming, there will be two groups of people. Those who will love him and keep his words. Those the Father will love, those who the Father will come back and dwell with them, and those who will not keep his words. And interestingly, the congregation is filled with those two groups of people. And the question is, which of the groups do you belong to? Whoever loves me will keep my words, or whoever does not love me does not keep my words. And one thing with the Lord Jesus here, he keeps assuring us of the relationship between him and the Father and those who love him. All through the week, in the Gospels, he has been assuring us, the Father and I are one. And he will tell us, whoever keeps my command will live in me. And so what he is assuring us here, that's why he says, do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid, because he is always there. But there is something you also have to do. Keep my words. Keep my commandments. And like 2 days ago when he said, and this is my commandment, love one another as I have loved you. So, my dear friends in Christ, between his going and coming, which of course all of us are waiting for that time, and I'll come back to you, then there is a role we have to play. There's something we've got to do as those expecting his return. Whoever loves me will keep my words. And so once you are able to do that, then you experience the love of God and the Father. And himself will come and dwell with you. And I'm sure that is what we all are expecting, are waiting for. So if truly we want his coming back to be something we have to rejoice, then we have to do what he wants us to do here. Keep his words so that the Father will love us and will come to live with us. Because it would not be well that the Lord Jesus shed his blood, gave his life for us, and yet we are not able to keep his words. And what are these things he wants us to do? Not so much, I give you a new commandment, love one another as I have loved you. Whoever you see, whoever God created in the image of God, in the image and likeness of God, as he created you, is your brother and your sister, and you have that obligation to love, to show that person love, to help the needy, the poor, and the sick. And when the Lord Jesus was himself discussing about the eschatological return, he was saying, I was sick, you gave me food. I was sick, you came to see me. I was hungry, you gave me food to eat. I was naked, you clothed me. Those are the kind of things that he expects us to do so that he himself and the Father will come and dwell with us. So, my dear friends in Christ, this is what he has told us today. He is going away, but he will come back. And so, one, it's a statement of hope. It's a statement of assurance, assuring you that he will be back. And another, certainly, is a warning statement. No matter what you do, I'll be back. Be careful, I'll come back. Don't live in the world as that is the end. This is the end. I will come back. And so he wants us to know, even though he is going away, he will come back. But the question now is, when he comes back, where will I be? Let us stand up and profess our faith.